Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea. I promise I will get to theater because I have, as I said, six plays to review for you. But I just, as I said, our commitment is really to take your phone calls, with the idea being that there's an urgency to a phone call. And the theater, since I've already seen them and I know more or less what I'm going to say about it, that I, you know, that there's less of a sense that, oh my goodness, we have to do this right now. And so that's the deal. Call and we'll get you on. All right. So this whole issue, there's this whole thing about names, because, you know, it's an important part of ourselves. It turns out, which I didn't know, that you have a preference for letters that appear in your name compared to letters that don't appear in your name. Right? Did you know that? I didn't know that.
So wait, say that one more time. I was kind of multitasking here.
All right. So if your name is Manuel, for example,
okay,
that you're going to have, if we put all the 26 letters of the alphabet out for you, you're going to have a preference for M's and A's and N's and U and E and L's. I'm going to have a preference for J and O and Y.
Mm-hmm.
And just because, and nobody's sure exactly how much. It turns out that how much do you like your name, it can be used as an assessment of a person's self-esteem, which I thought we'd put on Facebook. How much do you like your name and why? Because I hated my name when I was a kid. It rhymed with boy and toy. And as an adult, I mean, it's, first of all, I've sort of grown into it. And second of all, it took me a long time to realize that joy was actually sort of had a complete, I mean, it's not that I didn't know it had a completely different meaning. I just didn't quite associate it with, you know, the meaning of happy and whatever with my name. It just was my name. So, okay, I'm a little dense. It turns out that people, here's a good one. That people are more likely than chance to migrate to areas that resemble their name. For example, Georgia is more likely to move to Georgia than Virginia. I mean, I live in New York, which of course has got a Y in it, so I suppose that's.
Mm-hmm.
And I suppose if we throw the Brown in, it's got, New York has got an E and an N and a W. See, it actually does work. It should be New Bork. Well, yeah. Obviously, except the Y and the O are part of joy.
That's true.
And the R is a Brown. So, I mean, my name would actually sort of, and you're Minnesota and Minneapolis.
Right. Not at,
you know, everybody should do this. Figure out if you're living in a city, or I suppose even a state that sort of resonates with your name.
Yeah.
It turns out that an individual's name may influence their thoughts and actions. And have an occupation whose label is linked with their name. Dennis and Denise, for example, are overrepresented among dentists. I told you my mother's ophthalmologist, or our family ophthalmologist's name was Dr. Light, and my mother's OBGYN was Dr. Manley. And I remember an article Boston Globe did on me when I first started broadcasting that said, "Feeling good with Dr. Joy." But I don't think that's why. Psychologist doesn't actually... That doesn't actually work. I suppose if you said shrink, broadcaster works better because it's BRO.
Right.
I don't know. But, I mean, some of these are sort of interesting because they're presumably, you don't consciously pick a state or a name or a city that has the same kind of letters that you've got in your name.
Right.
Would someone named Darren be more likely to devote attention to a persuasive appeal coming from Derek composed to one from Stuart?
Mm-hmm.
Could this influence purchasing decisions? And now people are looking at these because it's so easy to find out what people's wants and needs are. And you can certainly dovetail, especially sales information, to suit the person. So I suppose if someone whose name was Joyce was trying to get in touch with me, I might be more willing to respond to them than if their name was Barbara. Well, Barbara's a particularly poor example because we've got the brown part. So somebody whose name is Cecilia.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the time, the individuals named on the resume shared the same initials as the participant. But the participants remembered more of the resume's content when they shared initials with the target. So this is somewhat unconscious. They also had a more positive impression of the target and the name similarly with a similar condition. So there you go. They decided to figure out whether there was a link between, in terms of consumer products, which of course why everybody cares about this. Other than that, it's just kind of a fun parlor game. Mm. An advertisement for a brand of cranberry juice where part of the product name was similar or different from the participant's name. Later, participants had the chance to evaluate and sample the drink. The researchers found that participants had a more positive attitude toward and drank more of the brand where the product name was similar to their own. Ocean Spray. And that the link between attitudes and consumption was stronger in the similarly conditioned compared to the dissimilarly conditioned. So I guess, you know, our names are sort of more important than we think they are. The factors that influence how much attention people pay to persuasive information presented by others. You know, it's hard to know. There's so many other factors involved. It's hard to know exactly. They're saying the success of online advertising might be increased by advertisers developing personalized appeals that directly target the message recipient by name. I mean, like, duh. I mean, you could see that that's what was coming all along, couldn't you?
Right.
Did you see that coming? I see that coming.
Totally.
Yeah. All right, so I think we should ask people on Facebook how they feel about their name. Do they like it or don't like it? And my guess is if we ask by age, although I'm not certain how many 10-year-olds we get responding, that we'd find that... Did you like your name when you were a kid?
Well, my real name, my birth name is Emmanuel.
Right.
And everybody started calling me Manny when I was about 2.
Right.
And, I've never had a problem with my actual, like, my birth name at all. What I do get annoyed with sometimes is when people come up to me and ask me if I know what it means. It's like, yeah, I know exactly.
I mean, like, you have a name and you don't know what it means?
Yeah. It's like, what's your name? Well, my real name's Emmanuel. Oh, well, you know what that means, right? It's like, no, I'm a complete fool.
Yeah, right. I've never looked it up.
Yeah. But I've always been pretty prideful of it. Manny just kind of was something that started when I was 2, and it just kind of stuck.
So how do you prefer to be addressed?
Well, Manny, I actually kind of prefer Manny just because I've gotten so used to it.
Yeah.
And it's just kind of what everybody, for the most part, knows me as. But
well, and that's how you introduced yourself to me.
Right, yeah.
And I always respond to how somebody introduces themselves.
Yeah.
Because I figure that's the preference.
Yeah. But, you know, Emmanuel is definitely a name that I've always taken a lot of pride in. And
It's
definitely a name I'm proud to have, you know.
And you get songs written about you at Easter and at Christmas time, and so how cool is that?
Yeah, absolutely.
There you go. All right. This is such a stupid article. It's hard. I'm trying to decide whether to save it for the end of the week, but it's so stupid I'm sort of tempted to do it now.
Just can't help yourself, huh?
Yeah, I figure, you know, why wait on stupid? How long do I have here? Like a minute and a half?
Even less than that. You've got about, let's say about 45 seconds.
All right, maybe I'll wait. I mean, because it's so stupid that, you know, I really want to, I want to give...
You're chomping at the bit, though. You want to get to it now.
Yeah, I want to give it its full stupid sort of... I mean, it's just one of those articles that you just want to think, what was someone thinking? And the answer is, of course, they weren't. They just want to get their name in print. And they probably just did it to irritate me. So there we go. What can I tell you?
You were the sole target of this
article.
We're going to write this just to get under the skin of Dr. Joy Brown.
So Joy will be so unhappy. Yeah, exactly. So this would be good. We could just, just because I'm paranoid doesn't mean they're not out to irritate the daylights out of me. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
The Freeze Dry Guy presents Freeze Dried Turkey, Freeze Dried Ham, and the No Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House. The gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze Dry Guy's No Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea, 855-99-37569. Susan, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Doctor. I have a question. How do you talk a 15-year-old bright girl out of going to see 50 Shades of Grey with her friends? When she was told she couldn't go, she said, oh, I'm going. And there's no... I've called the theater, and there's no blocking them from seeing it because they can buy a ticket for another movie and just walk over to that one.
Yeah.
And she's very stubborn.
Well, listen, you've got two issues here, and I, believe it or not, I actually answered this question yesterday, which I'm delighted to answer again. It's okay. I'm probably going to get answered, get asked tomorrow and Friday and next week as well. And part of what I said yesterday to Anne was instead of forbidding your daughter to do it, because she's going to do it. I mean, she'll either be sneaky about it, or it'll be out on DVD in 6 months, and she'll go to with her friends. And so, I mean, it's profitless to do that. So take your daughter to go see the movie. It's stupid. I haven't seen the movie. I'm seeing it tonight, and I'll review it for you tomorrow. But the point is you don't want to make something forbidden fruit. You don't want to make it so cool, number one. Number two, you don't want your kid to lie to you about it. And this is an obvious one. She isn't going to lie about it, or just to be defiant. So I would say, are we talking about your daughter here?
Granddaughter.
Okay. I'd say let's go see the movie together. And that way, first of all, you'll experience it the same time she's experiencing it. You've taken most of the excitement out of it, because if Grammy's going to go see it, I mean, how naughty can it be? Like, Grammy didn't ever have sex. All of us were Immaculate Conception. And number three, you can talk with her about it.
Okay.
So I think forbidding kids to do things is, especially when you're talking about a mobile teenager, because they can do it anyway. They can look at it online. They'll get a hijacked copy of it. As said, they'll buy a ticket for one movie and go into another. From all the reports, I mean, the book was just insanely stupid. I mean, it was silly and trivial and dumb. Well, I mean, and I wouldn't encourage you to read it because it's stupid. But go see the movie with her. Say, listen, instead of making your mother crazy, it'll be my treat. The three of us will go to the movies together. And she's going to say, Grammy, say, look, it's the same movie, whether you see it with your friends or with me. And in fact, you know, we can all go together. And then we'll have a discussion about it afterward.
Okay, and you don't think that will affect them? I mean, it's just...
honey, it's nothing that... Well, I mean, first of all, if it's going to affect them... I mean, the book is already out there. The poster's already out there. Most kids already know what the plot is, so it's going to affect them. I mean, what affects and doesn't affect us? I think we all have to take responsibility for our own behavior. As I said, I don't think most women think that being dominated is all that cool, even at 15.
Yeah.
And those who do, I mean, we know that overwhelming boyfriends for teenagers is an ongoing issue. That violence is an ongoing issue. Do I think this movie is going to make it any worse? I haven't seen it, so I can't actually comment on it. But there's already so much of that sort of ethos around. I don't know a whole lot of teenage girls who think that being tied up is sexy or that handcuffs are sexy. Let me see the movie and tell you about it. But look, if you're talking about violence in movies, there have been certainly equally violent movies that, you know, the movies get ratings because of sex, not because of violence. In the long run, I think sex is going to be much more damaging to all of us than sex is.
Okay.
So I would invite your daughter and your granddaughter to go see 50 Shades. I hate to sell tickets to it because my suspicion is this is a stupid, silly movie. But it certainly takes at least the defiant aspect and the forbidden fruit aspect out of it. And then you have a discussion about why domestic violence is the number two killer of women under the age of 35, second only to car accidents. And how having a safe word is not necessarily very safe, and convincing, you know, that stepping over the line the first time is the hard thing, not the second time. So I think there are lots of things to talk about, but not seeing the movie, if nothing else, she's going to say, how do you know? You haven't seen it.
Yeah.
And certainly one of the ways of offsetting that is take her to see it at the same time.
Okay, I'll try that. And I'll wait to hear what you say about it tomorrow.
All right, yeah. Yeah, tomorrow my movie review should be really popular. All righty. I'll do it tomorrow.
Thanks, doctor. All right.
You're welcome, Susan. John, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, doctor.
Hi, John.
We never have a chance to call you during the day. We listen to you in Florida like you're on from 11 to 1. We go to bed sometimes 11:30, turn you on. If we go at 12, we turn you on until 1. And last night you were talking about Brian Williams.
Yeah.
And, you know, I know you don't like to talk about too many political things, but if it wasn't for Brian Williams, Wolf Blitzer, and Chris Matthews, and the media, Obama probably would have never got elected the second time. And, you know, they show President Obama, they show him saying something on a tape in 09, and then a couple of years later he says the opposite. And he does all these things, and these reporters never hold him accountable. They always back him up. And so when he did this, I was saying to myself, I hope they fire him. Because
you got part of your wish. He wasn't fired. He was suspended without pay for 6 months.
Yeah, but he makes $13 million a year just for reading the mail, and being on the news. So you know, so you give his 6 months thing. Maybe he takes a vacation to Costa Rica, and then he comes back.
I did say that I didn't think he was going to be in any financial hardship on it, although I have no idea how he spends his money and whether or not they'll let him back and under what circumstances. So I think it's still to be determined.
Yeah, I understand. I know you're not defending him, but I'm just saying that's just my opinion, how I feel against him, because all those people, no matter what the president says, they always back him up. And you know, and the average person listens to all those reporters and everything, and they think Obama's doing a wonderful job.
Wait, John. I don't think anybody thinks Obama's doing a wonderful job. I think whether supporters or detractors, I don't even think Obama thinks he's doing a wonderful job.
Well, he keeps saying everything is. Every time I had a list of things so long, starting with Solyndra and the VA and everything he says, it just like turns to
John. John, as you point out, this isn't a show about politics. I would certainly argue that the news, that there are lots of news stations and news anchors that are not particularly supportive of Obama.
Yeah,
and the bottom line is that all of us get a chance to vote. And there are so many news sources. There is television, there's radio, there's the Internet. There are newspapers if you can find them. So the idea is that if you don't like somebody's view on anything, there's somebody else who will have an opposite, an opposing point of view. So the idea that the American public are somehow... I think the American public doesn't trust any politician. I don't think we trust any news. I don't think we trust any news anchor. It's just a question of who we distrust the least. But for you got part of your wish for Brian. We'll see what happens.
I just have one other quick one.
All right, let me put you on hold. I'll come back to you in a minute. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
I'm calling you, James.
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them. Help
the
them.
First step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today. Or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jay Dunn.
Going once, twice. Okay, we got to move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It is indeed. All right, John, you had another comment you wanted to make?
This is a little different. There's a guy on television, it's like Walter's World or something. He goes around the streets and asks people, you know, at random questions, you know, and... Boy, you'd fall over. Nobody knows anything. They ask the people, who was the first president of the United States?
Yeah.
Nobody knew. Then they ask, who did we fought in the Second World War? A lot of them said Spain, France. I mean, it's
well,
really
Franco was part of it, but
A rock star, and Putin, they didn't even know who Putin was.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, like you're saying, a lot of people don't watch, they watch certain news, and they hear the news, and that's it. Or they don't know anything. I even ask my neighbors' kids, what are you studying in school? You know, I'm afraid to ask them some questions, because they're looking at me dumbfounded.
The people who are the best informed in the United States are the immigrants, because they have to take a citizenship test and they know all this stuff.
Yeah, well, the rest of us are a bunch of dummies.
Yeah, you may be right. We should probably learn our history.
Well, okay, but hey, I tell you, we enjoy listening to you. First time I ever called you during the day, but we always listen to you at night. So,
well, thank you, John. I'll try and keep you either awake or asleep, whatever you prefer.
We don't fall asleep until 1 o'clock till you're over.
Thank you, I appreciate that. Okay, John, thanks for your call.
Yeah, bye bye.
85599 Dr. Joy. We go to bed with each other every night. Karen, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure. What's on your mind?
I'm a little bit sad about something. Over the weekend, my son he's going to be six, and he has hydrocephalus. So he was shunted as a baby. Mm-hmm. And he hasn't had any problems since then.
Good.
And so this was the first time that the shunts got clogged. And so I had to, take him at night to the hospital. And he had to have, emergency surgery.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Everything worked out fine. He's fine. He's back in school. But I'm just feeling like I can't relax all that much.
Yeah.
Because that's always on my mind.
Of course. Have you talked to the doctor about, were there any warning signs that the shunt was clogged? Was he listless or anything?
He was vomiting and he was complaining about a headache, and he never complained about anything. So,
all right, so how long between him vomiting and complaining about a headache did you take him to the ER?
Well, it was weird because he was at school and he got sick, and then I thought maybe it was the flu, and then the next day he didn't get sick, and then the day after that he got sick. But I had taken him to the doctor, and they said, he just got strep or something, and he's all right.
Okay, here, let me help you with this, because I think it's a truly scary thing, and I think for the next couple of years, what you're going to need to do is whenever you're going to be taking him to the neurologist or whomever checks out the shunt, when he's running any fever, when he's at all listless, when he's doing any vomiting or says a headache, that'll help, because there's going to be, let me just back off a little bit. One of the statements in medical school that surgeons make is if 20% of the appendices that you take out, the appendix, aren't healthy, you're being way too conservative. So what you're going to do from now on is that the most minor sign of any of the symptoms, you're going to take him over, and you're going to have somebody, and you're just going to have him check the shunt to make sure it's okay. And you're not going to be panicky about it. You're not going to panic him about it. But you had basically 48 hours notice that you didn't know that you had. And once you've got that, you're fine. And I wouldn't think twice about it. And if your doctor in any way shows any frustration or is the least bit impatient with you about it, find another doctor.
Okay.
Because you are not a neurologist. You are a caring mom. And there are certainly, in most kids' cases, vomiting, headache, listlessness, fever, something's going around, especially this time of year. In your particular case, get him checked out instantly.
Okay.
And have the school know that that's what you're going to do. Because then you're okay. Then you've got 48 hours notice before he's in any risk at all.
Okay.
Alrighty. This is one of those times where being a helicopter parent will make you feel better and him feel better, and will take all the worry out of it.
Okay. Can you tell me, do you know anything about shunts and hydrocephalus? Do they live happy lives and long lives?
I don't really know that much about it. My guess is, I think these are legitimate questions to ask your doctor. The point about hydrocephalus is the problem about the brain in general is it's a closed system, right? And bone is not very responsive. It's not like a it's not like a balloon where you can just blow it up and blow it up and blow it up and it'll be fine until you get to the breaking point. You're talking about bone. Now, in a baby, you're talking about bone that has fontanelles in it, so it actually can be a little balloon-like. But the point is that as long as the drainage is working, so there's not pressure built up, my guess is, does he have a normal IQ?
Yeah, he's actually very intelligent.
Yeah. I would talk with the doctor about it. I think these are perfectly legitimate questions, and I'm not sure that my data is up to date enough. On a logical basis, you'd think he'd be fine, because as long as he's got a shunt in, as long as there's no chance for the pressure to build up, and as he gets, I mean, he may have a shunt his whole life, but as long as he can, in fact, be shunted so the pressure doesn't build up, and he's got, I mean, it, obviously, his hearing's okay, his eyesight's okay, his IQ is above normal.
Right.
But yeah, it's a legitimate question to ask the physician, the neurologist about.
Okay.
All righty?
All right. Cool.
But I think, so because look, kiddo, you are being a good girl. When you got a kid who's at risk, don't be a good girl. Be a demanding wench, all right?
Okay.
This is your kid. You want to know the information. You want to know the warning signs. And at the first, you know, the first glimmer that something could be wrong, not is wrong, but could be wrong, you get him over there. Because somebody could have checked it out at you know, 48 hours before that. It's easier on your son. It's easier on you. It's easier on the school system. It's easier on the surgeon. It's easier on his body.
Yeah.
So there is, don't be a good girl here. Don't be a reasonable person. Don't be, gee, I don't want to overreact. Overreact.
Yeah. Okay. Well, his
and
doctor
ask the
is good to me. His doctor called me at 8:30 at night and said that, you know, the scan was red and you need to take him to Boston. So that's what we did. He's pretty concerned. He's a good doctor, so. But yeah.
All right. Sounds like this is a doctor who's a straight shooter, and you can ask for all the warning signs. I've given you a couple of them. You know a couple of them. Get a list of the warning signs at the first, and I probably wouldn't even wait for two of the 10. I would when I have one, and as you go along, a doctor or nurse practitioner, anybody who's reasonable is going to say, okay, you these first five you should respond to immediately. The second five, you can wait 2 hours or whatever. So you need to become a partner in the medical decision making. Don't be passive. Don't be reasonable. Don't be good. Don't be the perfect mom. Be demanding, because that's the only way you're going to get information. It's the only way you're going to sleep at night. And you're in charge of your kid's welfare at this moment, much more than the doctor. The doctor can only respond when the kid's under the doctor's auspices. Your job, if you think there's a problem, is to get your kid to the doctor's auspices. And I'm saying auspices, not offices, but it could be either.
Right. Okay.
And ask the question of, okay, if we can keep him successfully shunted, what's his life expectancy?
Okay.
All right?
All right, great. Thanks very much.
You're welcome. 855-99-DR-JOY. You know, it's, I was at this conference yesterday about successful entrepreneurs, and I kept saying, and you invited me because of why? But I think part of it is that as women, you know, we're brought up to be polite and good little girls and respectful and responsive, and you can hear there are at least two examples today of women who are being good little girls, and they're clearly very nice women, they're not stupid, but they've just been so socialized into not asking questions and not making a fuss and not demanding more than their fair share. And one is a woman who doesn't know if the house is even in her name, and one is a mom who was convinced that maybe your kid had the flu. I mean, so don't be reasonable. You don't have to be obnoxious, but just don't be, think like a man. Say, what would a man do in this situation? He'd say, hey, I need some help here. I need some attention. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100
electric commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Have you ever wondered if you could make electric, light, or heat in your home for free? It is now a new day. How about a motor that charges batteries at the same time? What if this also restores useless batteries and saves you lots of money? Come to our Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on March 7th and 8th in Chicago. Visit r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-304-2954. 2954 208-304-2954.
This is Tim Austin, Senior Vice President of Kmart. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year. That's why Kmart is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right. Judy apparently has left the building, so I'm making Emmanuel sing Give My Regards to Broadway.
I didn't have it.
Just start singing. Regards to Broadway.
I'm a terrible singer.
Yeah, maybe we'll have
to
stop.
I will ruin the airwaves. Everyone
it did sound a little froggy. All right.
Yeah.
That'll teach you not to let Judy go early. All right. Six plays. Six plays and what? 5 minutes? No, about 6 minutes. All right. I mentioned Brian Dykstra selling out. He's amazing to watch. Heavy on the politics, talking about the fact that essentially the country is sold out, the legislatures have sold out, the representatives have sold out. You know that that all decisions are made based on money. Not a new idea, and his delivery is interesting. It's very political. It's in a little small space, so you'll feel very hip. It's on an eighth floor. It's not for everybody, but he's an interesting guy. And as I said, I'm trying to figure out whether or not there's a way to get him on the program without making the program political, and there probably is not, so I'm probably not going to have him on, even though he has some really cool ideas about the country and whatever, but it's so slanted that I'm not sure. And as I say, this isn't a program about politics. All right, so I liked it, didn't love it. Everything You Touch is down at the Cherry Lane, which is one of my favorite theaters because I've done talkbacks there, I've done improv there, I've been in plays there. It's a nice sort of small off-road theater, and there's a great restaurant next door called Commerce. This one has a fairly large cast, and the idea, the stage setting itself, it's a very small venue, has got parts of mannequins. There are 153 costume changes, I believe. There are three models who are essentially in flesh-colored jumpsuits and take the part of tables and computers, and they also model outrageous fashions. And the idea is kind of a schlumpy woman who is having issues with her mother who's dying, and an outrageous designer, and her father left her. And you actually have to pay a lot of attention here because it's one of those things that goes back and forth, and you really do have to pay attention to what's going on. And I said in the review, there was an 11-year-old boy sitting in my row. what is he doing here? It turns out his mom's sister-in-law was the director of the play, and I asked him how he felt about it, and he actually had a pretty insightful view of it. I'm not sure I agreed with it, but it was so. He was into it more than I thought he was. It's interesting. It's a little precious for my taste. You have to concentrate a little harder than you really have. And I'm not sure. Well, I guess I do understand what the point is, but I liked it, didn't love it. Application Pending is a one-woman show, which are not my favorite things. The particular woman in this case is Christina Bianco, who's very talented. Apparently, she's a YouTube phenomenon. It's written by Greg Edwards and Andy Sandberg. The writing is brilliant. She's very good, but it's like watching a ping pong game. The idea is that she's a new secretary in a posh kindergarten, and she's in charge of the application procedure. And so she ends up talking to four or five different women on the phone, and it would have been, I think, much more effective if instead of having her play all the parts in us and she changes her body language or the lighting, that they just record them on tape and played them, because you just get exhausted. You feel you're watching a ping pong game. It's clever. I think it could have been much better produced and would have been much more enjoyable. Okay, now I'll tell you the three that I really love this week. The first is A Delicate Balance. Hard to not like Edward Albee. I've hosted most of his talkbacks. This one stars Glenn Close, John Lithgow, Lindsay Duncan, Bob Balaban, Claire Higgins, and Martha Plimpton. And Agnes is opens the play, who's Glenn Close, talking about losing her mind and what would that feel like. John Lithgow is her sort of long-suffering husband who says little. Claire is Agnes's sister, is played by Lindsay Duncan. Elaine Stritch played this originally as a person with a serious drinking problem. Their neighbors and best friends for 40 years, Harry and Edna, which are Bob Balaban and Claire Higgins, show up because they're frightened, decide to move in. And Julia, who's Martha Plimpton, their four-time married and divorced daughter, shows up and is upset because the neighbors have her room. And it talks about all the important things, love and loyalty and liking and sisterhood and marriage and the bounds of friendship and mortality. It's terrific. They're terrific, and it's really a wonderful play. Not cheery, but wonderful. Every Brilliant Thing, hopefully next week, we're having Johnny Donahoe, who is, it's a one-man show, but it's hard to call it that because it involves the audience. And for those of you who get a little nauseous when you get audience involvement, this is the quintessential handbook about how to do an audience involvement. And it deals with a 7-year-old boy whose mother is suicidal. And he decides the way to save his mother is to make a list of every brilliant thing. And brilliant, because he's a Brit, means everything that makes you happy. And this is heartbreaking and funny and wonderful. And it makes you understand in a New York audience that half the audience wanted to be actors. It's extraordinary how New York audiences really rise to the occasion of being part of the audience and part of the procedures. And Constellations, I mentioned before, is Jake Gyllenhaal and Ruth Wilson. He plays a beekeeper. She plays an astrophysicist. And this is one of those plays that you shouldn't miss. The fact that both of them are gorgeous and famous, I think, adds to the difficulty of getting a ticket. But you should not be deterred, because it's really theater at its best. It's thought-provoking. It's funny. It's sad. It's meaningful. It's thoughtful. It'll make you think about life and love and death in completely different ways. It's written by Nick Payne, who will probably win some awards for this. It was at the Royal Court Theater first, and it's a small theater. It's the Manhattan Theater Club, so getting a ticket's not the world's easiest thing to do, but don't be deterred. It's really five-star theater. It's theater at its very best. And as I mentioned when I was talking earlier, the idea of that quantum physics basically says, that time is relative, and it explains physics, it explains the Big Bang Theory, it explains our lives of everything that we've ever had and everything we've ever done and never done and parallel universes, and the acting is superb. The stage is a bunch of balloons, of white balloons, that become more and more meaningful as the play goes on. Both characters are wonderful. Apparently they are a couple off stage as well, which only adds to the fun. But this is really terrific theater. So the three that basically there's nothing here that I wouldn't send you to. Brian Dykstra selling out, Everything You Touch, Application Pending. But the three that you shouldn't miss are Every Brilliant Thing, Delicate Balance, and Constellations. Everything will be on the website, so you can review if you need to there. But it's a great season for theater. There's a lot more stuff coming, a lot of movie stars, a lot of famous people. But there's certainly three that should not be missed under any circumstances, all right? And certainly don't miss my program. And tomorrow I'll tell you about 50 Shades of Grey. 8-5, or 4 Shades of Brown, one or the other, as a joke. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy 2 bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.